Hello, I'm Sue Montgomery with the BBC News. The Japanese company Mitsubishi has made a landmark apology for using American prisoners of war as forced labor during World War II. A senior company executive, Hikaru Kimura, expressed remorse that prisoners have been put to work in the firm's mines. It's believed to be the first such apology by a Japanese company. One of the few surviving former U.S. prisoners forced to work in Japan accepted the apology. James Murphy, who's 94, said it was a glorious day for which he had waited 70 years.
I listened very carefully to Mr. Kimura's statement of apology and found it very, very sincere, humble, and revealing. And this happened to be the first time that we've heard those words, and they really touch you at the heart of the thing.
The French President François Hollande has called for a fully-fledged government for the Eurozone with a budget and a parliament. The comments came as Greek banks prepared to reopen on Monday for the first time in 3 weeks. From Paris, here's Hugh Schofield.
President Hollande was writing in a Sunday newspaper in an article marking the 90th birthday of one of the fathers of the single currency, Jacques Delors. Paying tribute to the former head of the Brussels Commission, the president said that the Greek crisis had showed once again the need for tighter organization among the countries that have the euro. Supporters of the euro, such as Mr. Delors, have always said it could only work with accelerated European unification. Critics have said that unification should have come first.
The Obama administration has sent the United States Congress the international agreement designed to prevent Iran from developing a nuclear weapon. Congress has 60 days to review the text of the deal, which would limit sanctions on Iran in return for strict limits on its nuclear program. The deal faces stiff opposition among many Republicans who control both houses of Congress. Craftsmen in Mali working for the United Nations have rebuilt the world-renowned mausoleums in Timbuktu, which were destroyed by Islamists 3 years ago. The mausoleums were shrines to the city's founding fathers, but the Islamists who occupied the north of the country in 2012 considered them idolatrous. The head of the UN cultural organization, UNESCO, Irina Bokova, said rebuilding the mausoleums was an important step for the country.
Je suis très émue parce que j'ai vu la destruction. J'ai vu combien la communauté locale tournait.
I'm very moved. I saw the destruction. I saw how attached the community is to the mausoleums. They are part of their history, part of their identity. We are proud also to have supported the move towards peace and development.
World News from the BBC. Sepp Blatter, the head of World Football's governing body FIFA, has held talks with senior officials ahead of a planned meeting on Monday, at which a date is expected to be set for a leadership election. Mr. Blatter announced last month that he would step down, weeks after the dramatic arrests in Zurich of senior members of the organisation as part of a US criminal inquiry into alleged corruption. A British man who was convicted in the United States of helping to support jihadi groups on the internet has returned to the UK after being released from prison. Babar Ahmed was arrested in 2004 and extradited to the US in 2012 after a long legal battle. He was sentenced to 12 and a half years in prison last year, but was released after the court took his years in British custody into account. Police in Los Angeles are investigating the discovery of a body in a swimming pool at the home of the Hollywood actress Demi Moore. From LA, David Willis.
The body, thought to be that of a 21-year-old man, was discovered shortly before dawn this morning at the home Demi Moore bought with her former husband Ashton Kutcher. A party had been taking place there, although neither the actress nor any of her three children are thought to have been present at the time. Reports suggest the man may have fallen into the pool and been unable to swim. Demi Moore was once the highest-paid actress in Hollywood. Before Ashton Kutcher, she was married to the film star Bruce Willis for 13 years.
A row has erupted over the closure of a public beach on the French Riviera to allow King Salman of Saudi Arabia to holiday in private. Local officials in Villeurbanne have confirmed that they've fenced off a stretch of beach to ensure the security of the king and the 400 people who are expected to travel with him. Beach users have expressed anger at the arrangements, complaining that they hadn't been consulted. BBC News.